Ella, rather the case should be like this. Ella lav isn't the case. Tiyamalahu, that this man said, Achas mikem. One of you five should be married to me. Not all five. He just said, Achas mikem. One of you five should be married to me. Uketani, and still our Mishnah says, Eina choyis mukadeshes. That the sisters are not in the doubt. They are for sure not married to you. Only out of those, the other three, one of those three are married to you. So Kitzah, from the Sefer, it's a proof to Rava. It's right that why is not one of the sisters involved in the doubt? Because since if you would be married to one of the sisters, you cannot live with her, so therefore it's not called Kedushin. So therefore the sisters are not in the doubt. The doubt is only upon one of the other three ladies. So who are the Sefer is a Raya to Rava. That Kedushin, Shein, Mesurim, Leviya, is not called the Kedushin. So Gemara says, L'Rava Kasha Reisha. According to Rava, it's like a Kasha the Reisha Shver. The Reisha is Mashma only because you're marrying both of them, it's no good. But if you married one of the two sisters, then the Kedushin would be Chal. It's not like Rava. Well, the Abaye, according to Abaye, it says the opposite, that the Kedushin is Chal, Kasha is Sefer. Then the Sefer is a Kasha. Why do we say when you meet to marry one of the five of them? So the two sisters for sure is not under doubt. Why not? Maybe you meant one of the two sisters. Even though you can't live with them, but Abaye says the Kedushin, Shein, Mesurim, Levi, is still called the good Kedushin. So why is it Enim, why is the sisters not under doubt? So the Sefer is a Kasha and Abaye. So Gemara says no. Abaye Mataras Letaimei and Rava Mataras Letaimei. Either both of them will answer according to their own reasoning. Abaye Mataras Letaimei. Abaye will answer according to his own time. Hamekadish isho bito. If you marry a lady with a daughter, or isho biachoyse kachas. If you want to marry two sisters together, so Abaye says the Mishnah is telling us ainam gudeshes. Why? Because since it's not bezechas there, the vasachas also it's not. For achas misho bito, but Mashiach, if you only want to marry one from a daughter and a mother, or else misho biachoyse mukudeshes. If you only want to marry one of two sisters, then the Kedushin would be Chal. That's Abaye Svara. Now, via Mama, let's say the man speaks out clearly and says, with a Tanai, Haruya Labiya Tiskadishli, I only want to marry somebody that I can live with, then Enam Kedushin. Then if he said it to one of two sisters, so then the Kedushin is not Chal, because this is the case that it's Enam Masura Labiya. And if he spoke out clearly, he only wants a Kedushin that's Masura Labiya, here the Kedushin is not Chal. Now, in this case where he spoke it out, here the Mishnah brings a Maisa. O Maisa Nami, the one stop in the case also. Bechomish Noshim with five ladies. O Vehen Shteyachoyis, amongst them were two sisters. Velikid Echel Kukola Shotainim. Vyama Ruili Mikem. Tiskadishle, I only want to marry one of you that I could live with. Therefore, Vyamachom, the Chom said, Ein Achoyis Mukodeshis. The sisters are not under doubt, you're not married to the sisters. Because since you spoke out clearly, you want to be able to live with them, so if you'd be married to one of the two sisters, you couldn't live with them, therefore they're not the chlal, the doubt. So the way Abaye learns our mission is, the Seif is talking about with the Tanai, where the husband spoke out to Amanas, to the royal Labia. Now, Varava Matas Tatame, Rav will answer according to his learning. The what the Mishnah means like this, HaMekadesh Achas Miisho Bito, means if you marry one of a mother and a daughter, or else, Oyachas Miisha Bachoisoi. If you go to two sisters and you say clearly, I only want to marry one of you two, Talacha is, Nasit as if, Kemisha Kiddish Isho Bitet, as if you went to marry both of them. Oyisha Biachois, as if you went to marry the two sisters, Kiacha together. Vienna Mukadeshis. That's Rabbi Svara. So don't make a diuk only two together is no good, but one is good. The opposite. Rabbi says no. Even when you go to marry one of the two sisters, or one of the mother and the daughter, neither of them is chal, because it has the same halacha as if you went to marry both of them together. Why? Because Rava holds this new svara, that kedushin, shein, mesurim, leviya, kedushin, you can't live with your wife, is not called the kedushin. And on this, the Mishnah brings a good maisa now. O maisa nami, once happened the case also, bechomish noshim, with five ladies. O vehen shtei achoyis. Amongst these five ladies were two sisters. Now, Velika Dechel could call a shotenim. Man collected a barrel of dates. The Yomen, he said to them, Hare Kuchem, you're all married to me. The Yachas Mishteh Achoyis Mukadeshes Li. He like said it in two ways. I want the three ladies to be married to me. And also I want one of the two sisters to be married to me. You could call a zoo with this barrel. The young Chum said back, in such a case, Ein Achoyis Mekudeshes. Even though the three ladies are married to you, but out of these two sisters, since you said one of the two, but if one of the two would be married to you, you would not be able to live with either of them. Therefore, Ksidi Kedushin, Shein Mesurim Labiya, therefore the Lachar is Ein Mekudeshes. So the kids of the Mishnah could come out good, both according to Abaya and according to Rava. Toshima, come in here. It says on Makadish as Bitoistam. If a man goes to a father and says, I want to marry your daughter, Ha Makadish as Bitoistam, or also the father. So the father marries off his daughter to a man, he just says Tam. The Chosma gives the father money, the father says, I'm marrying off a daughter, as Bitoistam. So Lachar is Eina Boigris Bechlal. So the Havimina is this man has a lot of daughters. So the only one that's not in the doubt is only the Bageris, the older daughter, that's after 12 and a half. But it's Mashma HaKatanas Bechlal. Mashmi has a few young girls, and since we don't know which one he married off, all of them are Bechlal the Sufik, which one is married. So the question is the Kashan Rav of Yamai. Why are the two sisters in a doubt? Kiddushin Shein Mesurim Lebiyaninu. But you have to the Rav, there should be a Kashan Rav. How could he say in a doubt he's married to one of the two sisters? The Kedushin is not royal to be, he can't live with either one of them, then the Kedushin should not be chal at all. And this the Gemara answers, on Malach Rav, Rav says, Hocha b'mayaski, no, we're talking about over here, Kishen Shomele Gedele Ketana. This man only has two daughters, an older one and a younger one. So therefore, since the older one he can't marry off, so Pshita, the younger one, is married, so that's why she's married. Because the Gemara, her boy, Geras Ketan, Lashon Rabbi, Mashmi has a few. Someone says, no, my Bageris the Yama means a normal case of Bageris. But this person only had one. Someone says, Yochi is so my lamema, so what's the chiddush here, Pshita? If a man only has two daughters, one is older and one is younger. So the older one he can't marry off anyway, he can only marry off his younger daughter. So Pshita, somebody comes to get married to his daughters, he meant to marry off the younger one. So Pshita, she's married. What's the chiddush over here? So the Gemara says, no, Hocha b'may yaskini, you know what we're talking about over here? The Shavisa Shliach, that the older daughter appointed her father to be a Shliach to accept the Kedushin. So therefore, now if a man goes to marry one of his daughters, now the time I would have thought to say, Ki Mekabli Kedushia, that the Didoko Mekabel, maybe the father is accepting this Kedushin to be a Shliach for his older daughter. To marry off his older daughter, Kamashmo, that's the Kedushia, no. The loyshovik inish media person does not leave over anything. The islay hanomine that he has what to gain from it. In other words, when he marries off his younger daughter, lemaisa, who gets the money? The father gets the money for the gedushin. Whereas if he's only marrying off his older daughter, he's a shliach for his daughter. The money would go to the father, go to the daughter. Therefore, it's a svara the father means to marry off his younger daughter that he would have enjoyment. He would have the money from it. Samara says, no, Milo Yaskinan, aren't we talking about even in the case, the Yom Rolei Kedushil Didoch, where the older daughter tells the father, listen, you be a Shliach to marry me off, but you can keep the money. So maybe in such a case we should have a doubt, which one did the father really marry off now? Since in both cases, he keeps the money, so maybe we should have a doubt which one he's marrying off. After the Lachi, still we say, no, this is the Chiddush, that lo shavik inish mitzvah, the Ram Yalei, a person does not leave over a mitzvah that's upon him, the Ovid mitzvah, the Ram Yalei, and does a mitzvah that's not upon him. In other words, your younger daughter, she's in your rishus. You're the owner of her. When you marry, it's considered like you're marrying her. So therefore, that's your mitzvah. Mashenken, if you only a shliach for your older daughter, it's not like your mitzvah. So therefore, if you have these two choices, of course you're going to do something that's your own mitzvah and not upon your older daughters. Rashi says, "Yesiv v'yesbenasechem tu la'noshim." So therefore, since it's upon you and you could do it, you'll do the younger one first. So therefore, again, there's no proof from here to Rav or against Rav. Toshima coming here. What's going to be Misha Yeshloi Shtei Kitei Bonus? A man has two pairs of daughters. Mishtei Noshim with two different wives. A man had two different wives, an older one and a younger one, and each one had two daughters. Now the Omar Kidashti Yazbiti. A man goes over to his father, says, I want to marry your daughter. So the father says, I'll marry off to you Yazbiti Hagadela, my older daughter. Now, Vienya Day, we don't know. There are three daughters in this doubt now. We don't know which one of the three he meant. He has four daughters altogether. Now the older three, they're all in the Suffolk. Vienya Day, we do not know. Im Gdela Shem Gdela, does he mean his oldest daughter? V'yimgdelashabakhtanas Rabbi maybe means the oldest of the younger pair. Im katana shabgdelas maybe means the younger of the oldest pair. She gdelam in agdelashabakhtanas. Because the younger of the oldest pair is older than even the older from the younger pair. So, kulam asuris. All these three daughters are also. The bechal the suffix, maybe the father meant to marry either one of these three. Chutz miktanas shebektanas. Only the youngest or the youngest daughter, that's the one that's for sure not bechal the suffix. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir holds. So the question is, why? How could you say now one of these three sisters are bechal the suffix? Which one is married? According to Rava, neither of them should be married. Because it should remain like Kedushin, Shem, the Surum, Leviya. So neither of them should be chal. So the Gemara says, no. Hocha, the Mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here, Keshahukru. At the beginning, when the father married off his daughter, we knew exactly which one he meant. He knew it. Ulav Sofnes Arvu, just later he forgot which one he meant, and they mixed up the three daughters, that's why now there's a Sofik. But Bishas, the Kedushin took place, it was called Kedushin Amesurum Labiya. Because at the time when the father married off his daughter, at that time it was known exactly which daughter he's marrying off. Just later on they forgot and it got mixed up. And they cannot bring a good proof like this. Tikutoni, because it says a lotion here, any your day we do not know. Vulaikutoni, any you do was not known. Mashmas one, it was once known. Just right now we forgot. Shemami, that's a good proof. For the Gemara, Yochi, you saw my lament, what are you teaching me then? Like, Rup Sheet, that's good. Like, what are you teaching me over here then? If you're telling me now in the case that when you first married her off, you knew which daughter you're marrying off. So you meant to marry off whichever one you meant. Just later they got mixed up, so Pshita the Kedushin is Chal. What are you teaching me? So Mara says, still no, the Chiddush is like this. Le'yafuke mid Rav Yosi. Remei is Halacha now that later when they got mixed up, we forgot which one. So we have a doubt, one of these three is telling us not like Rav Yosi Svara. It's coming to say, Le'yafuke mid Rav Yosi. The Yom of the Rav Yosi holds the Svara, Le'ymoches inish nashla sveka. A person does not say something that maybe a doubt would come out of it. Kamashma, the Kamash teaches not like that. That the Mochis Inish Nashla Sveika. A person would say something even though a doubt would be what he means. Like here. This man now has four daughters. Two older ones from an older wife and two younger ones. So now, when he says I'm marrying off one of my oldest ones, what does he mean? The only one that's for sure as good is the oldest of the oldest. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the father for sure only meant the oldest of the oldest. Because once he means one of the other two, the second of the first pair, or the first of the second pair, it's a doubt if that's really the oldest or not. Rabbi Yossi says a person never says something that's doubtful. So if according to Rabbi Yossi, you wouldn't have this suffix if he meant one of these three daughters. That's the Chiddush then now, a person goes down and says something that's doubtful what he means. So even though he said the oldest, it could mean either the oldest or the oldest, or else the second, which is the oldest and the youngest, or else the oldest or the youngest, which is also called oldest. That's the Chiddush, that all those three daughters are bechal the Suffolk. Toshima, come in here. We'll learn like this. Misha Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achois. If a man married one of two sisters, the end of your day we did not know Eza Kiddush, which one, so Lachor is nice and get the Zev, get the Zev, yes, and get the both of them. The question is, according to Rav Hawaii, the Kedushin should not be chal. You can't get married to one of two sisters. It's ain't Rula Bia. So my answer is again, no, what I'm asking, what we're talking about over here, again, Keshehukru L'Bsoif Nesarvu. That first when he got married, he knew which sister he's marrying. Just later he forgot, they looked alike, and they got mixed up, later there's a doubt. And they can only bring a proof also, Tony says, any of your day does not know now. Like Tony, any of you do was not known. And when he first married her, he knew which one he married. Just later he forgot, so that's the loch, he has to give both of them again. He yochi is so mindless, what are you teaching me then? The Chur of Shita. If he first married one of the two and we knew which one, so Pshita the Kedushin is Chal. So Gemara says true, but Seifa Yisrachlei. The Chiddush over here is the Seifa. So what it says, Meis. Let's say the man dies. V'loi ach echon, he has one brother. So Lachor is Chalus L'shteim. That this brother now has to give Chalitza to the two sisters. He can't marry either one of them, because maybe that's not his brother's wife, and it's an heir to him. So therefore he could only give Chalitza to both of them. What about Hoyu L'shneim? Let's say there are two brothers alive. So the two brothers alive now, Echad Chalitz, one brother gives Chalitza to one sister, so Manashach. If that sister was the one that was married, so he gave a Chalitza. Finished. If this was the one that was not married, then the Echad Miyabim, then the other wife was really the Yavama. So now the second brother could even marry the second wife. the second sister. That's the chiddush over here. What about in Kodmu? Because let's say the Yovim went and married, made Yibim right away. Ain't Matzinai some Yovim. We don't take him away. But that. This is Kodmu Bukhans, Ain't Matzinai some Yovim. Now, Dafka, what should be done here? Mechlat. One brother is supposed to give Chalitza first. For Hodi Yavumi. And then the other brother can make Yibim. Avi Yavumi, but if one brother wants to make Yibim first, for Hodi Mechlat, then he makes Chalitza, loy, that's no good. The Kopoga Biachoitzukosai. Because right now, one of the two sisters was your brother's wife. So one of the two sisters is Zokatiu. Now, you can't go be Miyabim one of them first. Because maybe it wasn't your brother's wife, it was a sister. And Achoitzukosai is also to you. So therefore, that's the Chiddush here, that first you have to be Chalitza first, to take off the Zika, and then Mamonashach, you mutter to the other sister. Either she is the Yavama, then she's mutter to you. And if she's only the sister, since she already gave Chalitza, that took off the Zika, should also be mutter to you. Toshma, come in another case. There says, Shnayim Shekitsu Shtechois. Two men married two sisters. Zen Yedei is a Kiddush, Zen Yedei is a Kiddush. Each one forgot, or the Havminer is, each one does not know which sister he married. So each one, both of them married Misophic. So it says, Zen Noisin Shnei Gitim. Each one has to give two gets. The question is why, according to Rav, it shouldn't be Chal. According to Rav, it's Ein Mesru and Nabiya. So again, the Gemara answers no. Hochanam here also, we're talking about Kishahukru L'Bsef Nesarvum. That first they realized who they married. Therefore, the Kedushim was Chal, your wife was Mutter to you. Which sister, you knew which one you married. The little lady, you forgot, they got it mixed up. And they can only have proof also. The Tony says, any you do, like a Tony, any you day, but a Tony, any you do. Says he does not know now, but doesn't say he didn't know. Mashman, there was a time when they knew. Shmam is a good proof. Yochi is told Gemara's Kasha, my name, what do you got to teach me then? Pshita. Again, Seifisra, the Hichdushim of Yibum is the Chiddush here. It says, Mace, if one died, the husband died, Volozeach, the two husbands died. Now one brother has one brother, Volozeach, and the other one has one brother. The Locher is Zecholus Lashtayim, Zecholus Lashtayim. Each brother has to make Lisa to both of them. If one brother had only one brother alive, and the other one has two brothers alive.